Tomorrow, the key decision makers in Australian rugby will get together to consider the sport's future. The Code's in financial trouble. Last year, it lost more than $27 million and has debts of $30 million, which are only set to grow. But it could have a lifeline if a private equity company takes a stake, a decision that New Zealand Rugby has already made in a deal worth more than $350 million. So why is private equity interested in a game that's losing money? John Stenshult is a business journalist with The Australian, speaking with the Money's Richard Adie.
Look, very simple terms, the Australian sports have all suffered because of COVID. So they've lost money or haven't made as much money as they usually do. So it's a classic private equity player looking for an asset that's undervalued and a bit underappreciated perhaps, and it's got a bit of potential to bounce back, and they're looking to make money. So they do that in a whole range of industries, you know, from it manufacturing or travel or whatever. And sports, I guess, it's a fun one too, probably, rather than owning factories or something boring like that. They can own a sport and, you know, maybe get along and share in some of the glory too. But it's certainly a hard-nosed business decision, no doubt about that.
Yeah, this is not. These guys are not like Abramovich, who's the Russian billionaire who bought Chelsea, and Chelsea's kind of an extension of his ego and his achievements. This is about money.
Yes, no, these guys are not in it for the romance. They're not in it to win trophies necessarily. Although, I probably think if you win a trophy or two, or you know, win a World Cup or whatever, on field sporting success will lead to off field business success. But no, they're definitely there for the money, and private equity likes to take big bets on businesses and can often get really, really big paydays because of that. So ultimately, sport undervalued, underperforming, and here we are. That's why they're chasing the Australian sports dollar, I think.
Not just our sports dollar. Over the last year, private equity has been getting into sport right around the world. And Simon Chadwick, professor of Eurasian sport at EM Lyon Business School in Paris, says apart from the pandemic, there are two other reasons for this.
One is globalization. So we know that it's no longer just North Americans watching the NBA. We know that it's not just Europeans who are watching the UEFA Champions League. We know there's an audience for example, rugby across the world. And so globalization provides scale. It provides opportunity to generate revenues globally. There's a second part of this, which is changing broadcast technology. And this is where we're beginning to see the really, really big money coming into sport right now. We know that Netflix has made money. We know that Amazon and Amazon Prime makes money. We know that Disney makes money. And so what is now happening is a lot of investors are beginning to think, okay, well, if we can roll out the Netflix model or the Amazon model or the Disney model in sport, we can make a lot of money.
Across the Tasman, the New Zealand Rugby Union is close to finalising a deal with the American private equity firm Silverlake.
It's got an extensive portfolio of investments into new technology startups, into entertainment businesses, and also into sports. So just to give you two examples of where else Silverlake is invested. One is in UFC, Ultimate Fight Championship, mm-hmm. But also into City Football Group. And people will be familiar with Manchester City, which is owned by City Football Group. Also with Melbourne, the Melbourne team, which is owned by City Football Group. So Silverlake owns a 10% stake in the City Football Group. So I think one of the interesting things about this is the way that Silverlake brings together digital technology, entertainment, sport, and those latter two in particular I would highlight, because we've not mentioned it thus far, is we're seeing a convergence of sport and entertainment, and this makes the market suddenly much bigger, potentially much more valuable, and this is something that inevitably attracts organizations like Silverlake.
The company's also been mentioned as making an offer to the Australian Rugby Union. So what's the offer?
There's no offer yet. We haven't run our process.
This is Hamish McLennan. He's the chairman of Rugby Australia.
So we're looking at conducting a process and talking to multiple parties to see how we can get the best deal for Rugby Australia.
So there's been obviously plenty of media reports about Silverlake in particular and a proposed sale of perhaps up to 15%. Is there nothing in that at all, or...?
Oh, there is, but I've had high-level conversations with CVC, Providence and others too. So a lot of private equity firms have expressed an interest in the game. And so to try and solve our short-term funding issue, we will run a transparent and thorough process to see if that's the path we choose to go down, that we get the best deal for Rugby Australia.
If you do go ahead, how might you do it?
There are probably two options for us to explore. One is that we sell off just a percentage of a competition, which could be or would be Super Rugby. So there are some private equity firms who like and specialise in that type of stuff. So just contain it within that competition and then look to optimise our position in that regard. Or alternatively, if you look at what New Zealand have pursued, is that they create a corporate entity and they just put a whole range of revenue streams into that corporate entity, and that's what they sell off. So, for instance, it could be broadcast rights, sponsorship, ticketing, and other revenue opportunities, and they basically put a profit and loss against that entity and then sell a section of it off and use that as the vehicle to raise money. And so we haven't decided yet which way we'll go. I mean, it could be likely that we bid and tender out both options, but we need to discuss those opportunities on Friday with our member unions and super club management.
Hamish McLennan is Chair of Rugby Australia. You can hear more of that interview on The Money with Richard Addy this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN.